Today's Shir's Masechta, Shabbos, Daf Lamed Hei. We will begin on Daf Lamed Hei, Amud Aleph, the second line, V'chilufa B'chalta. In our previous Shir, we had a discussion regarding Ben Hashmashas. And we had a machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, exactly how long Ben Hashmashas lasts. Where Rabbi said it lasts 3/4 of a mil, and Rabbi Yosef said 2/3 of a mil. As the Gemara said, there's a 1/6 of a mil dividing them, which is about 2 minutes or so. But comments the Gemara, v'chilufa b'chalta, we find opposite approaches when we speak about the halachas of muksa, the halachas of a basket, and what type of a basket would be muksa, and what type of basket would not be muksa. Where there we find just the opposite, where we find that Rabbi Yosef has a bigger shear than Rava. And it says in the Gemara, Dama Rava, Chalta bas trei kuri, a basket that holds 2 kor of material, Sharla Taltula, may be carried on Shabbos. As soon as you have to, it could only hold 2 kor. If it holds more than 2 kor, it's going to be muksa according to Rava. Even though he says 3 is asur, as I said, the Rishonim say as soon as it's larger than 2, it's asur. Rav Yosef takes a more lenient approach, and his approach is bas tasa kori namishari. If it holds 3 kor, it's still called a keli, and since it's still called a keli, it's not muksa. And if it's not muksa, it could be carried on Shabbos. But Abakuri, once it's so large that it holds 4 kor, that's when he's going to hold that it's usher, that's usher to carry on Shabbos. Amar Abaya, bar me name the Marbashas Maisa. I once asked Halacha Lamaisa, why I had such a large basket, and I had a question. What is the halacha? Boimine demar b'shas ma'isva afil bas tre kori lo shorili. Halacha l'maisa, they didn't allow me to carry even a basket that just held 2 kor. Ask the Gemara, come on. The Tana, who told Abaya that you can't carry even such a basket, according to whose opinion does that follow? Says Mar Kahai Tana, follows the following Tana. The Tana, kaveres akash. A basket made out of straw, or kaveres akanim, or a basket made out of reeds, or bar, or the sphinolectrandis, the pit where they used to keep the water in the sphinolectrandis. When people traveled, they needed to have fresh water available to them. So they used to have a big basket where they stored the water for while they were traveling, because they couldn't take water, says Rashi, from the sea, because the water from the sea is obviously salty. Why is it called Sphina Alexandris? Because people who traveled, says the Bar Tanura, Masechta Kelim, people who traveled from Eretz Yisrael to Alexandria used to travel in these large ships. Another pshat that I saw, that the city of Alexandria was the main port in those times. And therefore, from Alexandria, people would travel all around the world. So even though you have this pit in the Alexandrian boat, Abishashlam Shalayim, it has a flat bottom, Vamachzikim Aboim Sobalach, they are able to carry, they hold 40 saw of liquid, Shein Kurayim Biyovish, which is the same as 2 kor of a dry material. That means a very interesting point. Something that holds 40 saw of liquid could hold 60 saw of solid. Tahirim, they're not mekabel tuma. And as the Gemara is going to explain, that because it's not meant to be carried, talta moli v'leikun, the Torah says regarding tumas kalim, v'chol ha'shiyip alemahem, and the Gemara Masechta Chagiga Daf Chav Vav Amabez, and this is in other places in Shas, compares Kli Eitz to a sack. Mas sack, says the Gemara, Metalta Mali Varekon. A sack can be transported when it's whole or when it's empty. Af Kolsh Metalta Mali Varekon. The only type of kelim that can be makabel tuma, a kelim that can be transported when they're full or when they're empty. Yotzu Kli Eitz Ha'ostel Nachas. If you have a wooden keli that's meant to be stationary, She'ena Metalta Mali Varekon, and therefore it's not transported when it's full and it's empty. Or, continues the Gemara, Yotzu Kli Eitz Ha'machzikim Aboim Saw, or if you have a Kli Eitz that holds 40 saw, which is the equal, like we learned in our Gemara just now, Tukur of dry, that even though you can move them when they're empty, but you can't move them when they're full. Because if you're going to carry such a large keli, it's going to break. And therefore, it's not makabel tuma. Amar Abaye, Shema Mina, from what we learned from here, Hai Gutsha, the amount of salad that is on top of the barrel, Tilsahav, is a third more. That means that if you have a 40, as we're just learning, something that holds 40 saw of liquid, holds 60 saw of salad. The reason it holds so much is because that the amount that you could heap on top. Now, this number of 60 being a third more than 40 is when you look at it as a whole. In other words, if you take the number 60 and you take a third of the 60, then you'll have 20, which is a third of the entire amount. That's when we count milgaf. We also learn from here, says the Ritva, that the Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tuma travel together. Says the Gemara, going back to what we discussed in our previous shiur about Bein HaShemashes. So in our previous shiur, when we discussed Bein HaShemashes, the Gemara spoke about different simonim on the east side of the world to be able to tell if it's Bein HaShemashes or not. But says the Gemara, Abaye chazi l'rova de kadovi l'marav. Abaye saw Rava looking to the west side, Amalei. So he asked him, for Tanya, haven't we learned in our previous year that how long is it still Bein HaShemashes? Kol zman shepnei mizrach madimim. As long as the east side is still red. So he asked him, why are you looking at the west side? Shouldn't you be looking at the east side? Amalei, mi savra pnei mizrach mamish. Do you think when we learned in our previous year that you look at the east side, it means you look at the east side? Loi, what was meant in that year was Panama Hamadimus Amizrach. We know, he said, that the sun sets on the west side. So if the sun sets on the west side, if we want to see the status of the sun as it goes down, we should be looking at the west side. And when the Gemara says we look at the east side, it means the west, which is shining on the east. Ikadamri, but there's a different version of this Gemara. This version has it, the Rava Chazi Labaya, Rava saw Abaya the Kadovi Lamizrach, that he was looking on the east side. Amalei, to which he asked him, Mi Savit Pnei Mizrach Mamish, do you think that what we learned in the previous year, that you look on the east side, it means the east side? Panam Hamadim Misa Mizrach, you should look at the side that makes the east side red, which means look at the west side, v'simonach, the same, like a window, v'simonach kafsa, the way you look at a window. A window shows the sun on the wall that the rays of the sun are going through the window. Here too, look at the west side, which reflects onto the east side. We continue discussing what is the length of the Bein HaShemashes period. Rabbi Nechemya Yomar, Rabbi Nechemya says that the amount of time of the Bein HaShemashes, the amount of time it takes to walk from when the sun goes down, from sunset, chatzi mil, the amount of time it takes to work a mil. And as we learned in our previous year, there's a machlokes rishonim, how long it takes to walk a mil, either 18 minutes, 22 and a half minutes, or 24 minutes. Amar Rabbi Chanina, So comments Rav Chanina. Haroitzalei the shiur shor Rav Nechemya. If you want to know how long this the time Rav Nechemya identifies takes, yiniachama b'roisha Carmel. Start when the sun is at the top of Har Carmel. V'yer v'yitva b'yom. Go down to the yam and immerse yourself v'yala and go back to the top of the mountain. V'zeh shiur shor Rav Nechemya. That's the amount of time it takes. Amr Chanina, says the Gemara, says another comment. Amr Abchia, Haroitz Aliris Beirish Shal Miriam. If somebody wants to see the bear of Miriam, Yal El Roish HaKarmel, he should go up to the top of the Carmel, the Yitzbe, and look. The Yira Kamin Kavra B'mayim. He'll see like a stone in the ocean that looks like a sieve. The Zui Beirish Shal Miriam. And when he sees that, he'll know he's looking at the Beirish Shal Miriam. Omer Rav, comments Rav, mine am a tattle. If you have a well which is traveling, like the Beir Shamiriam, it's tar. Vizera Beir Shamiriam. Number one, what are we learning from here? That you could be toivel even in a moving, in a Beir Hamatatl. And number two is that somebody who's tamei won't make that water tamei, tar. So I saw a very nice shot. Why we know that in the Midbar, the man was b'schus Moshe Rabbeinu, the be'er, as we just learned, was b'schus Miriam, and the man that Nana covered were b'schus Aaron. But it's interesting to point out that we only have a yontif zeicher to Nana covered. Why don't we have a yontif Zeicher Tremon? Why don't we have a Yontif Zeicher Berisha Miriam? So I saw a very nice pshat. The Berisha Miriam, our Gemara teaches us, still can be seen. The mon, the Torah says, kachts and senes achas, take a basket and put away mon. They saw they still have mon somewhere. But there's no Ananiah covered anymore. So since there's no Ananiah covered anywhere in the world anymore, the only way we can remember the Ananiah covered is by making Yontif Sukkis, which will remind us of the Ananiah covered. Continues the Gemara. We learned in our previous year, the Gemara addressed the Bein Hashmoshes of Rabbi Yehuda. We spoke that it's basically the amount of time to walk 3/4 mile. And then the Gemara said that the time of Rabbi Yosi of Keheref Ayin. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda. We learned at the beginning of Masechta Brachos that the Kahanim, if they become Tamei, cannot eat Truma. In order for them to be able to eat Truma, they have to go to the Mikvah. And then after go to the Mikvah, they have to Heref Shemesh. But if you have Heref Shemesh too late, then you lost today. You're going to have to wait for tomorrow. So comments the Gemara, Amar Yehuda Mishmuel, Bein Hashmoshes to Rabbi Yehuda, the time of Bein Hashmoshes identified by Rabbi Yehuda, Kahanim Tovim Bai. The Kahanim could still go to the Mikvah, and that night, after night comes, they'll be able to eat Truma. Ask the Gemara, Laman, I'm trying to understand this statement, ask the Gemara, Ilayon Rabbi Yehuda, if you're going to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Kahanim could go to the Mikvah during that time, Sfekahu, that is a time of a Suffolk. Because we're not quite sure, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that time may be already night. And if it's already night, it's too late to go to the Mikvah. Ella, what it means is, Lebein HaShmashis to Rabbi Yehuda, the time which is according to Rabbi Yehuda, ready Bein HaShmashis, that time, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Kahanim could go to the Mikvah. Ask Mar Pshita. It's not yet Bein HaShmoshes. If it's not yet Bein HaShmoshes, it's certainly still day. If it's certainly still day, they could still go to the Mikvah. Answers the Gemara, Madatema. Bein HaShmoshes to Rabbi Yossi. The Rabbi Yossi indeed says that the Bein HaShmoshes is Keheref Ayin, Maybe what Rabbi Yossi meant, what the Gemara meant to say is that included Meshach Shaykh with Rabbi Yehuda, included in the time that Rabbi Yehuda considers it Bein Hashmashes, Rabbi Yossi already says that Bein Hashmashes is included in that time. And that the only difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda would be in the length of the Bein Hashmashes, where Rabbi Yehuda has a longer time for the Bein Hashmashes, and Rabbi Yossi has a shorter time. Kamashwan teaches us the Gemara that that's not the way to understand. Rather, the Shalom Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yehuda, first you have the longer amount of time of Bein Hashmashes, which is Rabbi Yehuda's Bein Hashmashes, and that time is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, already Bein Hashmashes, but according to Rabbi Yossi, that time is still completely day. And only after that, Vada Mascha Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi, only after that begins the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, the same thing will be by Friday and Shabbos. That according that Matzoi Shabbos, that we have to wait, obviously, till after Bein Hashmashes to be able to know that it's Matzoi Shabbos. What that would mean is, you have to finish the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. You have to finish the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi. And then, and only then, do we know for sure that it's Matzoi Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Babachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Halach Rabbi Yehuda in Shabbos. The halach is like Rabbi Yehuda regarding Shabbos. V'halach Rabbi Yossi l'inyan Truma. Says the Gemara. Bishlam halach Rabbi Yehuda l'inyan Shabbos. L'chumra. That we go l'chumra. And already when it's Bein Hashmashes according to Rabbi Yehuda, which we just finished saying is earlier than the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi, on Friday, you're already not allowed to do malacha at that time. El inyan Truma. But when we said that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi l'inyan Truma, mahi. Ilayim l'tfila, if you're going to say that it's a regarding hichas tfila, that means that as far as going to the mikveh, we accept Rabbi Yossi's definition of Bein Hashmashes, and therefore during the earlier time, which is the time of the Bein Hashmashes Rabbi Yehuda, a kohen could still go to the mikveh. Ask the Gemara, how could you say so? Sekuhi, it's a suffix, and since it's a suffix, we can't allow you to go to the mikveh at that time. Says the Gemara, what it means is like this. El al achilas truma. That means you a kohen who's going to go, who became tameh, and is going to go to the mikveh today, has to wait, and he has to make sure to go to the mikveh before the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. But now that they went to the mikveh during the day, and they're only allowed to eat, as we said earlier now, shir. They're only allowed to eat truma after Harav Shemesh, says the Gemara. What it means to teach us is, the Le'achli Kehanim truma. Kehanim may not eat truma till we know for sure it's night. And what do we say means that we have to be sure it's night? It means, Ad the Shalom Bein Hashmashes to Rabbi Yossi. We have to wait, not just that the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda should end to allow the Kehanim to be able to eat truma, because then and only then it would be considered past Harav Shemesh. We also have to wait for the time of Rabbi Yossi's Bein Hashmashes. So now, all the Rishonim ask a question. Why is the Gemara so focused that the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi is after the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda, and we have to wait for the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi to end in order to know for sure it's night? Didn't we learn in our previous year that the entire period of Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi is Keheref Ayin? It's instantaneous. So it's not a big deal. Why are we so focused on this? So Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ella, in the first Teretz, says that indeed Rabbi Yossi says that Harav Shemesh is Keheref Ayin. But it doesn't mean that that Harav Ayin is immediately after the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. There's an interval in between. After the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda ends, then you have a break, and then you have the Harav Ayin, and only then is it for sure night, according to Rabbi Yossi. So it does represent a break. However, Tosfos in the second Teretz is not quite sure that that's the truth, and that's quite the psak. And the rule clearly says that the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yossi begins immediately after the Bein Hashmashes of Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, we see from this Gemara that since we're not quite sure what to do, we always go l'chumra. So Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, Hikshup, asks a question. Why did the Gemara have to say that we're going to go l'chumra? We're going to go l'chumra like Rabbi Yehuda l'gabei Shabbos, and we're going to go l'chumra like Rabbi Yosef l'inyan Truma. We could have fined chumras both by Shabbos and both by Truma according to both opinions. Shabbos, we could have said that halak Rabbi Yehuda, that already before the Bein HaShemashas or Rabbi Yehuda, we have to stop doing melacha. And by Matzoi Shabbos, we could have said like Rabbi Yossi, that Matzoi Shabbos, we have to wait until after the Bein HaShemashas of Rabbi Yossi. And similarly, by Truma, we could have said that according you have to go to the mikveh before Bein HaShemashas or Rabbi Yehuda, and that you're not allowed to eat Truma until after the Bein HaShemashas of Rabbi Yossi. So answers Tosfos that Rabbi Yochanan has come to teach us that these Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda, hold their opinion. Each one of them held their own opinion, both L'chumra and L'kula. We, who aren't quite sure what is the halacha, follow L'chumra. We go L'chumra with both shitas. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmul continues the Gemara. Koichav Echad, if you only see one star out, it's Yoim, it's still day. Shnayim, when you see two stars out, it's Bein HaShemashas. Shloisha, when you see three stars out, it's Laila, that's a proof that it's night. It says the Gemara Tanya Nami Hochi, Koichav Echad Yoim, if there's only one star out, it's still day. Shnayim, if there are two stars out, it's Bein HaShemashas. Shloisha, Laila, three stars mean night. However, comments the Gemara, when we speak about stars, it doesn't mean big stars that are seen by day. Nor does it mean big stars that are only seen by night, small stars that are only seen by night. It means average-sized stars. That's what's referred to when we speak about night. However, the halacha is that we don't rely on stars, says the Mishnah Berurah. We rely that it has to be, like we discussed in the previous year, we'll speak about it still later in today's year, the sky has to be completely dark. And only when it's completely dark, at that point, is it considered night. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rav Zvida, Ha'osa melocha b'shnei bein hashmashes. If somebody does melocha in the two bein hashmashes, that means the Friday afternoon and Matzoi Shabbos chayiv chatzis v'manav shach. He's chayiv because certainly one of those bein hashmashesin are Shabbos. Either it's the Friday bein hashmashes or it's the Matzoi Shabbos bein hashmashes, and therefore he's chayiv chatzis. Now, Rashi makes the point that it has to be that he did melacha on both Bein HaShemashas for the entire duration of the Bein HaShemashas. Because if he didn't do melacha during both Bein HaShemashas for the entire duration of the Bein HaShemashas, then if you did melacha, let's say, at the beginning of the Bein HaShemashas on Friday afternoon, and you did melacha at the end of the Bein HaShemashas, Matzoi Shabbos, as we've been discussing, Bein HaShemashas is a suffix. It may be day, it may be night, or maybe a combination, part day and part night. And therefore, the only way to be sure that Yechayiv, Rashi says, is if you did Melacha for the entire duration of Bein HaShemashas. If you did Melacha for the entire duration of Bein HaShemashas, then we know for sure, and you did it both on Friday afternoon and on Matzah Shabbos, we know for sure you did Melacha. On the other hand, I did see that the Magen Mishnah takes a different approach. Not a different, a little more nuanced approach. The Magen Mishnah says that if somebody did melacha on Friday afternoon at a certain moment of Bein HaShemashas, and then he did melacha at that very same time on Matzoi Shabbos, so Meman of Shach, he's going to be chayiv. Because if it was Bein HaShemashas on Friday after, if that moment on Friday afternoon was already Shabbos. So yes, Matzah Shabbos was already after Shabbos, but Yechai for Friday. Or vice versa. And therefore, he says, what Rashi doesn't necessarily mean that you did Melacha for the entire duration. It's enough if you did Melacha the same moment on Friday afternoon and on Matzah Shabbos at the exact same moment. Rashi, Devarei Maskil B'Shnei, also makes an interesting point. Rashi says that the case that Al Gemara refers to here is where he did Melacha Friday afternoon, and he did Melacha Matzah Shabbos, and there was no Helim in between. He didn't recognize in between that he had maybe done a Melacha. So Rabbi Kiv Eger explains why Rashi had to explain that it was Behelim Echad. Because he explains that if you would have done it with Shtei Halamas, that means he recognized what he did Friday afternoon, sometime after that point. And then Matzah Shabbos, he does the same thing again, he would be Mechuyiv Tur Karmen Chatas. Now normally, you would be Chayiv Tur Karmen Chatas. But here, you can't say he'd be Chayiv Tur Karmen Chatas, because we're not sure, but says Rabbi Kiv Eger, he'd be chayiv one karmen chatas, because as we just finished explaining, he certainly did melacha at one point on Shabbos. We're not sure if it was Friday or Matzah, or Friday afternoon or Shabbos afternoon, but he'd also be mechuyiv if it was shtei halomas and oshem talai. So in order for Al Gemara to say that he's only chayiv one karmen chatas and he's not chayiv and oshem talai, Rashi had to explain that it was Behelim Echos. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rava L'Shamei. Rava said to his assistant, Atan D'Loi Kim L'Chu B'Shiur D'Rabbanan. You who are not quite certain about the Zmanim D'Rabbanan, Ad Shimsha Ad Reish Dikli, when the sun is still visible on top of the palm trees, so it's certainly still day, At L'Sharga, that's the time to light the candle. B'Yomei U'Memei, but that's good on a sunny day. But ask the Gemara, what about on a cloudy day? Says the Gemara, Masi Chaz Tanigol. If you're in the city, look at the rooster. The roosters sit out only when it's still day. But Davri, if you're in the field, look at the ravens. They're only out by day, the Orve. Inami Udni. Udni was a type of a cucumber whose leaves bend to face the sun throughout the day. In the morning, they faced east. And as the sun travels westward, they angle themselves in that direction. So as you watch the leaves, you'll know when it's day or night. So as we finish Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, the sugya of Bein Hashmashes, we need to speak for a moment the halacha lemaisa of the What is Bein Hashmashes? When is Bein Hashmashes? Our Gemara, earlier yesterday shir, we spoke about it at the beginning of our shir, quoted the opinion of Yehuda, who says that the time for Bein Hashmashes is the time to walk 3/4 of a meal. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim, however, Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yehuda seems to contradict this. He says that the time between Shkia and the Tzeis is the time it takes to walk 4 mil. So how long is the Bein Hashmashes? Is it 3/4 of a mil? Or is it the time to walk 4 mil? And this is the basis for a very famous machloikis, Goinim Rishonim. So Rav Hai Goin and Rav Shri Goin, which this became known as the Shitas HaGoinim, which is the opinion that the Gra follow, the Mishnah Berurah follows, says that originally Rabbi Yehuda felt that indeed, Tzeis is 4 mil after the Shkia. And that's what's said in Masechta Pesachim. However, later on, they explain, Rabbi Yehuda retracted that opinion, and he held that the time of Bein Hashmashes is 3/4 of a mil. So our Gemara, according to the Goinim, represent Rabbi Yehuda's final opinion, which is that Shkia is when Bein Hashmashes begins, and it takes up to 3/4 of a mil. And after the 3/4 of a mil, which, as we said in our previous year, is either 3/4 of 18 minutes or 3/4 of 22.5 minutes or 3/4 of 24 minutes, that's when becomes night. Till then it's ben hashmasha, so then it's night. Rabbeinu Tam, who's quoted in on Amud Aleph, the very maskil, Trey, has a different opinion. He said, he holds that the two statements made Rabbi Yehuda don't contradict each other at all. They refer to different shkiyas. In other words, when Rabbi Yehuda said that from shkiyah until tzeis takes 4 mil, he was talking as we know it. That means from when the sun goes down till when it's night is the time that it takes to walk 4 mils. When in our Gemara he keeps on speaking about 3/4 of a mil, he was speaking about a second shkiyah. And the second shkiyah is 3/4. So the first from shkiyah to tzeis is 72 minutes. And then that means for 3 1/4 mil, the time it takes to walk 3 1/4 mil is still day. And then when 3/4 mil before night comes, that's when it's ben hashmashos. And therefore, the nafkamina between the Goyim and Rabbeinu Tam is very significant. According to the Goyim, night is about 13.5 minutes after Shkia. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's about 72 minutes, a huge difference. There's also the opinion of the Urayim. The Urayim has even a more stringent opinion, and the Urayim's opinion is that Bein Hashmashos is 3/4 of a mil before the Shkia. And in fact, it's very known that the Mishnah Berurah says that women should light candles early. And the Mishnah Berurah says that what's the reason they should light candles about 20 minutes before the Shkia? The Mishnah Berurah is in Simen Rei Samach Aleph Sifkotten Chof Gimel. Says the Mishnah Berurah, L'chatchila ein lahamtum ad harega achron. It's not correct to wait to light the candles until the last minute. Rak yagdim ad l'kosom b'shor sh'ashemesh b'rosh elonis. Because according to Urayim, it's 18 minutes before the Shkia is already ben hashmashos. And then you want to have 2 minutes before that. So that's why, according to Urayim, you should start Shabbos 20 minutes before the Shkia. It's the Chasam Sofer says that we're not machmer on the sheet of the Urayim, but he does point out in one place in Halacha we do find that they were makbid to make the day considered end early. That's regarding kabbonis. No kabbonis, says the Chasam Sofer, were ever brought after the Shkia. We also know that the minig of the Ashkenazim in Yerushalayim is to light candles 40 minutes before the Shkia. So some want to say that it's because of the Urayim. But that's difficult to say, because if you want to follow the opinion of the Urayim, as we just explained the Mishnah Berurah, 20 minutes would suffice. So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the source of the minig in Yerushalayim is because, as we're about to learn the next Gemara, in those days, they used to have the shofar blow that people should know when is Shabbos. Once that stopped, they wanted to be sure that everybody will stop melacha earlier on time. So that's when the minig began, that they stopped doing melacha already 40 minutes before the Shkia. It's also, some say that it's only a minig for the Ashkenazim. Some say it's only a minig for the men, for the women of the Ashkenazim, not for Sfardim, nor the men of the, or not even the men of Ashkenazi descent. However, most people in Yerushalayim are machmer to wait to light candles and start Shabbos 40 minutes before the Shkia. The Gra makes a very interesting point. He says that we quoted earlier in our shir that Rabbeinu Tam says that it's only night 72 minutes after the Shkia. And he says, but the reality is that in many places we see that it's dark. Our Gemara spoke about the three Kechavim long before 72 minutes. So the Gra makes a very important point that when our Gemara speaks about the different Shiurim, the three quarters of a mil, etc., it's only referring in Etz Yisrael or in Bavel. And that's where these would assign. But anywhere else, that we can't rely on these numbers. And that's why, in fact, he wants to say we have to rely on what our Gemara says is the Gimel Kechavim Katanim. When we see the stars, then and only then can we be sure that it's night. Also, another factor that the Gra says we need to take into consideration is what period of the year it is. Because the Gra wants to say, a concept that we've discussed previously, the point of Shor Zmanis. Shor Zmanis are that during the winter, the night is longer than the day. In the summer, the day is longer than the night. And the hours are therefore 60 minutes. And that also has an effect on knowing when is the Shkia, when is the Ben HaShemashas, and when is the Tzeis. Says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, Sheish Tekiyas Toikin Erev Shabbos. They used to blow six tekiyas every Erev Shabbos. Rishayna, the first one they blew was Lahaftal as Ha'om Melacha Shabbosotis. The people who worked out in the field, so since they worked out in the field, it took them a while to get back into town. And since it takes them a while to get back into town, that's why they had to stop working earlier. Rishayna Lahaftas Am Melacha Shabbosotis. Shneya, the second key was Lahafta Ha'ir V'chanuyos, that the people who are in the city and people who do business in their store should stop doing business. Shlishis Lahalakas Aner, and the third time was that it's the time to light the Shabbos candles. Devar Emnosin. Yuda Anasi Omer, Shlishis Lachlas Tefillin, the third time was to take off the Tefillin. They used to wear the Tefillin all the time, but of course on Shabbos, you're not allowed to wear Tefillin. So, there's a Machlokes Rishonim, exactly what time everything took place. Rashi, in Masechta Pesachim, learns that the first Kiyah, which was for the people out in the field, was by Minchik Tana, and the second Kiyah, which was for the people in town, was by the Mincha Gedoyla. The Torah disagrees. And he says that everything was a little later. The Shaya continues the Braisa. The Shaya Kedei Tzliyas Da Katan. Then you wait time to roast the small fish. Or Kedei Lahadbik Pas Betaner, or the amount of time it takes to put bread on the wall of the oven, that the bread will get baked enough before Shabbos. V'toike and Maria v'toike. Then they blew a tekiah and a truant tekiah. V'shavis, and then it's Shabbos. So we just discussed the six tekiahs on Erev Shabbos. So in our previous year we discussed, does Hadlokas Neiris represent Kabbalah Shabbos? The Ramban brings a raya from the Gemara that we just learned that Hadlokas Neiris does not signify Kabbalah Shabbos, because the Braisa said that after they lit the candles, they still roasted fish and they still put bread in the oven. The Ran, however, follows the opinion of the Bahag that Hadlokas Neiris does signify the start of Shabbos. And he says when the Braisa says that after they lit the candles, they roasted fish, it doesn't mean that they actually roasted the fish. It uses roasting the fish as a measure of time. And what the Braisa means to say is that the person who blew the shofar should wait the amount of time it takes to roast a fish, and then during which time people would still put their pots and do the last minute Shabbos preparations, put their pots on the oven, and then it's Shabbos. And in fact, the Ran brings a riot to the opinion from the Bahag, because the Braisa indicates that they wrap the pots before Hadlokas Neiris. If Hadlokas Neiris isn't Kabbalah Shabbos, why do they have to do it before Hadlokas Neiris? Says the Kolboy that according to the Bahag, the moment the woman says the brach of Lahadlik Neshel Shabbos, it becomes Shabbos. And therefore, she should stop doing melacha unless she makes a tenai that she could still do melacha after Hadlokas Neiris. And that's why the Shibbolei Halakhit says that some women have the minig not to extinguish the match that they use to light the Shabbos lights, because at that moment when she lit the candles, it's Shabbos and she can't extinguish a light. We discussed earlier in Amasechta the melacha mechaba. The Ramah, however, says that Aminig follows the Mordechai, who says that she shouldn't cite the bracha until she lights the candles, extinguishes the match, and therefore it isn't Shabbos for her yet. And therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, they could extinguish the match because it's not yet Shabbos. The Ramah says that generally a woman accepts Shabbos upon herself at the time of Hadlokas Neiris. But she has a right, as we said before, that she wants to be able to do melacha after that hadlaka, she can make a tenai. But the Magen Avraham says that l'chatchila, a woman should never make such a tenai. Because according to certain poskim, the tenai cannot change that hadlaka's neiris makes Shabbos. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, if a woman wants to daven mincha on Friday afternoon, she should daven before Hadlokas Neiris. Because once Hadlokas Neiris comes, then it's already Shabbos, and you can't daven a weekday mincha anymore. And then Magen Avraham says that if a woman has an option, she could light Shabbos candles with a tanai, or, and then daven mincha afterwards, the weekday mincha, or she'll have to skip davening mincha. Says the Magen Avraham, it's better to not light Shabbos candles with a condition that even though it means she won't be able to daven mincha Friday afternoon. The Ramah also says that this entire discussion, that lighting the candles makes it into Shabbos, is only for the person, the woman, who's lighting the candle. But for everyone else, it's not considered Shabbos just because she lit the candles. It's only Shabbos when they say Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, when the Mekabel Shabbos that way. Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel, Manas Lam Lo Bavlayim, comments of Shimon Gamliel, what should we do about the Bavlayim? Shetoykin Merim, they do a Tki and a Trua, V'shoifs Metoyk Merim, and then they stop doing Melocha after they did the Trua. Ask the Gemara, but that doesn't make sense. Toikin and Marine, if they're going to do Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah, Tkiah, Teruah, it's only five. And we started the Gemara, Havala Chamisha. And we started, you're supposed to have six. Elo says, well, what happens like this? First they do Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah. And then Toikin, V'chayzer, V'toikin. They do Tkiah, Tkiah. And then they do Teruah, Marine. V'shoifs, V'toik, Marine. And then after that, the last Teruah, they stop doing Melocha. Why do they do this? Says the Gemara, Menig Avaseyem B'yadeyim. They followed their Minhagim. And as the Yaivitz explains, the people from Bavel were concerned that maybe the people in town won't hear the first Tekiah, and they won't hear the Truah, and now they're going to hear the second Tekiah, they're going to think it's the first Tekiah, and they're going to get all messed up, so that's why they did it this way. Masnei, Rabbi Yehuda taught his son Rabbi Yitzchak, Shnia, the second time they blow shofar is lahadlik haner. Says the Gemara, but command that doesn't follow. Ask the Gemara, like Rabbi Nosson, like Rabbi Yehuda Nosson. Not the opinion of Rabbi Nosson, nor the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Nosson. Says the Gemara, rather shlishis lahadlik haner, command Rabbi Nosson. Says the Gemara, Tana de Beri Vishmol, Shesh tekiyas toiket Erev Shabbos. They used to blow six tekiyas on Erev Shabbos. Hischel et kaya tekiyah Rishayna, when they blew the first tekiyah, nimnu ha'oim de besod de'malad de'malachrish. The people out in the field would stop digging and plowing. Malachas kam malachash besodus and doing all the work in the field. However, he comments, v'enu kroivim Rishayim lekanes, that people who live close, who work closer to the city, and there are people who work further from the city. Says the Gemara, "Ena kroivim rishayim lekanes." The people who are close to the city may not go into the city. Atchivoy ruchaykum, until the people who are further away come as well. V'yichnasu kulam ke'echad, and then they all come at the same time. So the Sfasemis asks, "Why not?" So the Sfasemis explains what the Gemara means to say is that the people who work closer to the city can work longer than the people who work further from the city. The people who work further from the city have to stop working earlier because they have to count time it takes them to get to the city. But at that point, the stores are still open. The shutters would be used as displays. When they blew the second key up, then the stalker, trace of an hour, they put the shutters up and they closed the stores. However, the food was still on the fire. Whatever had to be taken off the stove would be removed. Whatever had to be done, hatmana would be done in the permissible way, as we'll discuss in tomorrow's shir. The hitler kamadlik, and then they put on the candles. The shaykadei tzliyas da cotton. Oikadei lahadvik pas batana. V'tekeya maria v'tekeya. Om Rav Yosef Chanina, Shemati, Shembo lahadvik achash sheish tekiyas, that if somebody wants to only light his candles after the six tekiyas were blown, shreinos madlikimei, shreinos chom ashir, because Chazal still gave the person who's blowing, so he still give him the time to get home. That not everybody has to put the candle on at the same time. Ella, says the Gemara, he used to have a special place where he blew the shofar. That's where he used to leave his shofar. If you aim a tatlan sa shofar, you may not move the shofar. V'loy es chatzoytzris, you may not move the shofar the chatzoytzris on Shabbos. And once the time Shabbos came, you had to leave it up there. Of course, b'zman hazeh, it's difficult to have a world where they blow shofar on erev Shabbos. But even though we don't have a time where they blow shofar on erev Shabbos, still, the Paiskim say that every community should attempt to have a system and a method how to let people know when it's Shabbos, that they should be able to know that now it's Shabbos and at that point stop doing Melacha.